So tell us a little bit about what is going on this weekend out at Copan.
Well, this is our 58th annual Delaware Powwow. It is 3 days. It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The main events, which are dancing, will be each evening starting at 8 o'clock. And in the afternoons, we have various activities. We've got Indian football on Saturday afternoon, or actually it's Saturday morning, at 11, and it's men against the women. So it's not traditional football. It's kind of a little different, but it's awfully fun to watch. And on Sunday afternoon, we have turtle races for the kids, and we have lots of vendors who will be there selling their goods. We have wonderful food. We have Indian tacos for sale in the late afternoon and the evening, and a variety of other traditional foods, as well as candy pop and all of those kind of good things to eat. So it's a lot of fun and a real family-oriented event.
This is a public event, correct?
Correct. There is no fee to get in. It's open to the public. We have a large camping area, and there is no charge for camping, although we do charge a $25 fee for the large RV campers who are hooking into our electric. So you can't beat the price.
There you go. Yeah, that is a great price. And for the dancing that happens in the evening, are these competitive dances or are these social dances? Are they intertribal? Talk a little bit about the dancing each evening.
Well, it's all of those.
Okay.
We have intertribal social dancing, which anyone can come out and dance. It's open, you know, to the public to come out and join us in our dances. We also have contests on Friday night. It will be for the juniors, which are our kids under the age of 16, and that they're categories for the boys and categories for the girls. We also have Tiny Tots, which are our youngsters under the age of 6, and that's always really fun to watch. On Saturday night, we will have our women's contest, and Sunday night will be the men's contest. So we have contests, but between the contests, we have social dancing, and we go till about, you know, midnight or so, and then we have a stomp dance that goes late into the night, which is always another fun thing to watch if you've never attended a stomp dance. We have stomp dance in the arena later in the evening.
Well, great. It sounds like a wonderful event and something that the community as well as the tribal entities can all come together and enjoy. Are there any other items, Ms. Kilscrow, that you would like to add about this weekend's powwow?
Well, we hope everyone will come out and join us, especially if you've never attended a powwow. It's a great event. Like I said, it's very family-oriented, and it's a good chance just to walk around and meet people. You'll see a lot of people from the Washington County area, as well as from all over northeastern Oklahoma. And it's just a really fun time for everyone.
Very good, very good. And just to make sure I have the directions correct, it's on Road 600, right? The campground is on Road 600 just east of Highway 75?
Correct. There are some signs on the highway, also off of Highway 10, there's some signs. But it's about 3 miles east of Highway 75, just north of Copan.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling me about the powwow this weekend. I will be out there tomorrow night, at least. I may be out there Saturday night, too. You never know. But I will be out there, and I'll be sure to, if I see you, I'll be sure to say hi.
Okay. Well, I'll be up at the speaker stand registering contestants, so that's where you can find me. But I hope you come out, and I hope that you enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you.
Come out too.
Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.